Here we are at the wherever we are in the sixth round, and our draft is completed, as you well know. And I think, you know, we came into the second day, and we had Andre Williams in a good spot, let's say, and we're hoping that we'd have a chance to draft him, and it did work out. And you know, there's so many, they seem to go in runs. There was a run of running backs, and he made it through that, so he got to us. You've already recognized the five of these guys are captains, which is a good thing. That weaving through the character, the leadership, the responsibility, the accountability, weaving through this group is a good thing. You know, in Kennard, we had a guy that when he came and visited with us, he made a great impression. He's played multiple positions. He's a tough, hard-nosed football player. He was great on the board. He did an excellent job of that. He really convinced the coaches that he was, you know, a really sharp football player, multiple position guy, a guy that could come in here and play a linebacker position for us, which is what he'll do. And so we were excited about that. The safety's an all-around football player that we think can come in and be a backup and help us on special teams. He's a throw your body around kind of a guy, really sharp, loves football, the whole deal. And he was a guy that stood out on the board and would be used in that capacity. And Bennett Jackson is also a captain, who is a guy who had played the wide receiver position, is a defensive corner, will help us on special teams, is long, is very fast, you know, has played at the highest level of competition. So we're very pleased with that. So here we are, and we've obviously addressed some needs. There's still some things that have to be done here. Hopefully at the conclusion of the draft, although it's difficult as you sit there and watch all this, all these picks that are going to come off, including all the compensatories at the bottom of seven, you're looking at these things saying, man, are we ever going to get to where we can feel like we have some ability to maneuver in free agency and help us in some areas that we need to fulfill with some competitive athletes. So that's where we stand.
Tom, in other years, I would think the Heisman Trophy finalist and the leading rusher in the country would not have been a fourth-round pick, but the way the running backs are, I mean, can you just, I mean, does he look like a fourth-round pick to you? Or in other
no,
years,
not at all. I mean, we quite frankly, we had him at least the second round. Some guys had first-round grades on him. But, you kind of start to accept what is the common verbiage out there. We didn't have a running back go in the first round. So, you know, it looked like they were all going to bunch up in there in the second round. And there were good players, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, we had this young man graded high, and we're fortunate to be able to get him.
You said at the combine you wanted to maintain your commitment to the run. How important is bringing in a guy like Andre to do that?
Very, very important. That, you know, along with what we currently have here, this is a big, powerful guy, you know, basically a first and second down runner, can run the zone scheme. When you stop and think about what Boston College was able to accomplish this year, I don't know how much tape you guys have seen, but they would come out sometimes in two or three tight ends, which would bring the entire defense down and actually have the offensive formation contained, you know, almost hash mark to hash mark in college football. And yet this kid still rushed for 2,500-plus yards. So, you know, he's able to break tackles. He's fast enough when he gets in the open. He can go all the way. He's demonstrated that. He runs outside. He runs inside. He's run the counter game, the gap scheme stuff, the power. He breaks arm tackles. He runs through people. He's strong. He's got big, strong legs that allow him to drive through people and fall forward, which is another nice thing. So, yes, that does give us a chance. I think that also makes our offensive linemen realize that you know, you wouldn't take a guy like this unless you were committed to the run. So we got to get going up front again and be the dominating force up front, which can, you know, move the defense.
Tom, concerned at all that the kid had 355 carries?
It's only 1 year. Yeah, that gets talked about. But that was only the 1 year. I think he had 170-some maybe the year before. But that gets discussed. There's no doubt. He's taken a lot of hits. But he's dished out a lot of hits, too.
Tom, so many new faces in the free agency now in this draft. Are you excited about what you've done for the competitive level of this football roster?
I am. I really am. I'm excited about this whole concept of, you know, whether it be free agency, whether it be the draft, whether it be now the college free agency, of being able to bring players, recognize and then get players in here that we want here, and then put the young men that are working hard right now in this off-season program together with this new group, and let's get this thing going. Let's get the mesh going. Let's get this camaraderie thing going. Let's get out on the field and be smart about it, compete. You know, we'd like to be able to match up all the positions with some competitiveness, because that's how you get better. So I'm excited about that part of it.
Does it feel like a different team already to you? And if so, why?
I don't know that it does. I mean, you know, I look around the room and I've got a lot of familiar faces still. We certainly recognize the new players that are here. But to be honest with you, the new guys in free agency have come in and just gone right to work, and they seem to be clicking very well together. And I'm sure this group will come in and do the same thing.
This was the first year that you guys had a war room camera. Did that change anything or change, like, disrupt anything or bug you at all?
Some more ties were in the room than usually, I think. that's all.
I know it's been rumored that, you know, it's been said it wasn't true recently, but that, you know, you guys would possibly be a candidate for Hard Knocks. Would that be something you would ever consider, though, or would you consider that?
Not.
Would you prefer
do you
that
think it has anything to do with whether I say yes or no? First of all, realize I would have absolutely no say in this. But if it came down to me, absolutely not. They would be disappointed.
Why, Tom?
Because you wouldn't get the what you've normally associated with that show. I'd go the other way, and they'd fire us in a minute.
Canceled.
Nobody watches.
We talked, I think it was in Orlando. You said we talked about the tight end position. You said, you know, we need to do stuff there. Since that time, I think you added one guy. I think you had Kellen Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Are you concerned at all what you have at that position? Is that still a worry moving forward at all, or do you feel confident with what
you've got there now? I'll tell you what. I will say this. It is worrisome when you look at the draft and, you know, you, like, for example, you go to the combine and you see all these numbers at all these different positions, and then the tight end numbers are... That's a little bit scary. Where are those guys? Where'd they go? What are they doing?
Was that part?
Are they playing defensive end? What are they doing right now? Yeah.
I assume that was a big part of the reason then that you guys weren't, you know.
Well, to be honest, well, there's some quality players there. Don't get me wrong, but it has to work out for you. And all of a sudden, bang! A couple of guys were gone, you know, in that second round. When, whoa, wait a minute, you know. How deep is that position? And then, boom, two of them are gone. So, yeah, it's a concern. It's a concern in a lot of ways. But, you know, we've got, as Ben said, we've got a couple of young guys here that, fellas, if you can't see your way to the field now.
Coming in, did you think that was a good chance that in that second round that you're talking about that would be the spot where you possibly would be able to get a guy there?
I wouldn't say that ended up being the way that it paired out for us in terms of just the guys we were talking about. It just didn't fall that way. We would have had to do some other things to get them in that spot.
We obviously don't know Ben's offense yet. How critical is the tight end spot in what he's planning to run?
I can't say that, obviously, but if you look at the different styles around the league, tell me one that doesn't feature a tight end that either is more used more as on the pass than the run, or the other way around. Our guys are still blockers, and, you know, kind of Superman kind of people. They have to block. They have to be able to release off the line. They have to catch the football. They have to be people that you're looking for in that green zone area. Get the ball up high.
At this point, will you basically just go with, I guess you have four in your roster, will you go with their four, or would you consider, everybody's waiting on Jermichael Finley to be like
oh,
that.
We have to. We'll be doing some more. Yeah, that's not enough numbers for camp. We need some numbers, yeah. I hope we can find some numbers, to be honest with you.
If this is where you were at now, though, how much pressure would it put on a guy like Adrian Robinson to, you know, he's been here, this is third year now.
Adrian's very sharp at being able to count. So he's on the field with four guys, you know, and he's handled everything very well to this point.
In the past time, you've brought in running backs, rookies, and you've nurtured them a little bit before you threw them to the wind. Where the way I hear you talking about Williams, you expecting him to come in and contribute right away.
I said last night or two nights ago, I expect everybody to contribute right away. This is not one of those deals. We need people to come in and play. That's why we've done a good job of selecting. If there is five captains here, then there is some maturity here. And if there's maturity here, hopefully they can make the adjustment. Sure, it's new. Yeah, it's different. Yes, it is a lifelong dream. Yes, I have to get over that part of it. I've got to realize that it's hard work, get right back to it. But if that's the case, then we'll have some guys that will be a little bit ahead of the curve. I once had seven or eight of them at Boston College, I think. Seriously.
The word clean, Jerry used the word clean about almost every one of these picks. Was that concept important to you, that these were people without any issues?
It was. It was important.
More so than in other years?
No. It's always been something very, very important. There have been times when people are reached for at the right situation and circumstance. You don't know how they were graded. I can't tell you exactly how things, any specific example, I'm not going to do that. But it's always, you know, something of very, very primary importance here. And this year it was very important.
We heard, Eli talk about how he's making progress. And how do you see his progress going so far? And as you go into camp here, Jerry said probably won't see him for the spring. Eli kind of said, you know, he hopes to be back on the field soon. Where do you kind of stand with
he's,
that?
He's an amazing guy now. We've got about a dozen medical eyes watching him, and he's just getting better and better. And I expect after 3 days rest, he'll come in on Monday and be doing jumping jacks.
You can have trouble keeping him off the field, though.
We haven't kept him off the field.
Kind of slow him down,
be honest with you, he's taking a snap here or there, you know, and he's going to continue to, as long as he is feeling good and there is no setback, then you know, in moderation, he's allowed to practice.